Grayson Cleary wrapped his fingers around the lead pipe below him and grunted, annoyed it was taking this long to get the job done. He let out a breath, tightened his grip, and pulled. Chapter 1 Grayson Cleary wrapped his fingers around the lead pipe below him and grunted, annoyed it was taking this long to get the job done. He let out a breath, tightened his grip, and pulled. He held back a laugh. "Did you hit yourself?" Brody asked, a little concern in his tone. At least the man had that. Now that he had a woman, he at least tried to act like he cared more than the others at their shop. Grayson shook his head. "Came close, though." He held up the pipe. "Why did this guy think this would make his truck sound like it had a bigger engine? It literally did nothing except freeze the whole damn thing when he tried to go up a hill." Brody shrugged, wiping his hands on one of the garage rags. "Saw it on YouTube, apparently." Grayson pinched the bridge of his nose, a headache coming on fast. Then remembered he still had engine grease and God knew what else on his hands and let out another curse. Thank fuck they weren't in the public part of the auto body and mechanic shop or Grayson probably would have been fired years ago. Cursing came naturally to him, and it had been a long time since he'd been in a position where he actually cared who heard the words coming out of his mouth. Considering that his best friend Leah had an even dirtier mouth than he did, he figured it could always be worse. "At least we don't have to clean up as many keyholes or fix dents in doors these days since that viral tennis ball video seems to have died down." Grayson went to the sink after dropping the pipe on the bench and washed his hands. He'd never fully get the grease out from under his fingernails, hazard of the job he loved, but he'd at least be cleaner than before. "How many idiots broke their windows trying to push air into their keyhole?" Brody asked with a shake of his head. "I mean, it was good money for the shop, but still..." Grayson let out a breath and glanced at the clock above the work area, subtracting 7 minutes and adding an hour. The damn thing had been off for 4 years now, but the owner liked to keep everyone on their toes. Now, doing the math to figure out the time without having to take out their phones and potentially breaking them because of the grease had become second nature. What it said about him that he'd rather do the math than find a ladder and fix this stupid thing he didn't know. But at least he wasn't the only one who just went with the flow. "They're idiots for sure," he said absently. "I'm done for the day," he gestured to the truck on the lift. "Rick wanted to do the oil change when he got in tomorrow. Once he does, I'll give it a once-over and make sure the pipe didn't do any permanent damage." Brody let out a breath. "I'm done too. And yeah, I don't really want to think about what damage the DIY job might have cost this guy." "His fault for following a dumbass video." Grayson cleaned up his area of the bench and wrote down a few notes for the next day as Brody did the same. "You want to get a beer before you head home?" Brody shook his head. "Can't. Ollie's taking the night off from grading, so I'm taking her to dinner before we have sex on the new couch." Grayson snorted as he grabbed his stuff. "She okay with you telling the world about your sex plans? Wait, you two really have sex plans?" Brody smiled like a man who was not only in love, but one who got laid on a regular basis.